Chapter 9. Island Life. I missed human companionship, but I found exploring to be an exciting pastime, and I enjoyed the company of my creatures. I had captured and tamed a parrot to add to my household. He learned to say a number of things, and I delighted in the sound of a voice. I also spent much time in prayer and reading the Bible. I found great comfort in the spiritual side of my life. I finally had enough grain to plant in earnest. I built a wall around my garden to keep the wild goats away. Then when my crop bore its fruit, the birds discovered it. The birds were not bothered at all by the fence or the barking dog. I shot amongst them and brought down several birds, but as soon as I walked away, they returned. I hung bird corpses amongst the crop, hoping it would convince the other birds to stay away. These scarecrows were successful. By harvest time, I had nearly 2 bushels of rice and 2.5 bushels of barley. With my new grain to store, I found a new problem. The fine grain slipped through the cracks in my rough baskets. I decided to try my hand at pottery. It took me nearly 2 months to find clay, dig it out, and form the dry, oddly shaped, ugly pots. In the end, I had exactly 2 pots, one for rice and one for barley. I also wanted vessels that could hold water, so I experimented with heating my pots to make them harder. After many broken and spoiled attempts, I finally came upon the right balance of heat and time. Next, I formed a clay oven and began baking bread. I had fashioned a mortar and pestle from hardwood and made a sifter from cloth. I made small loaves of barley bread and baked them in my oven. I spent the 3rd year on the island in farming and baking. Soon after that, I began to think of my days sailing in a tidy boat with Juri. I longed to explore the island by sea. I feared what I might find on the neighboring islands, but I could not shake the desire for a boat. I tried to retrieve the ship's boat that I had seen washed up. The boat had been flipped over by wind or waves. I found I could not turn her right side up. I tried rollers, levers, and digging before giving up. I was still determined to have a boat. I chose a strong cedar and spent weeks cutting it down and stripping it of limbs. Then I spent months transforming it from tree to canoe. When it was time to launch, I realized I had made my canoe too far from the nearest stream. The boat was far too heavy for one man to move. I tried bringing the water to the boat instead of the boat to the water. I soon saw that chore would take me 20 years of constant labor. I celebrated my 4th year on the island with 2 boats. But I was no closer to a sea journey.